Before we get into the proceedings, want to thank our underwriters. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, cross-country skiing, camping, and just enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is located in downtown Chico at 176 East 3rd Street. Telephone number is 345-5011. So thank you to Mountain Sports, but once again, as always, thank you, our listeners, for rocking with us. We're going to have fun. I'm sure the guys are going to give me a hard time about yesterday's game. So, wow, that honestly scared me.
That came out of nowhere.
With no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's start the show.
We're talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. Listen, we talking about practice. How silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice. TBP in the building. Hugh Mandrell Gilbert alongside me, as always. The man I started this thing with 5.5 years ago, almost 6 years ago, Derek Isimaki.
What's good, party people?
And we have our stat man, our producer extraordinaire, stat man Brad.
Yeah!
We might have Jordan. We won't have John, which is probably good because his NFL bets have been pathetic this season.
Dude, I almost made it, man. I almost made it. I almost had a nice little parlay going.
Yeah. Did you go with what John picked?
No. I picked the Chiefs to win and I took the over.
You're so close.
If the Niners went down and scored a touchdown, and I found Jive and just left it up, I would have been golden.
If Jimmy G didn't overthrow Emmanuel Sanders by a mile, that game was a wrap.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Sanders just streaking into the end zone. Okay, well,
hold up. Before we start, I got something for you. Little fun.
Well,
hold up. Wait.
What's the fun?
Why is it?
There we go.
West Division. Playoffs bound.
It's great. Just let it soak in a little bit. Rivers. Little fan tribute to Kansas City.
Now, older than the trees, bigger than the mountains, taller than Drew Brees, Pat Mahomes, take me home to the place.
I hate you so damn much.
I hate this song. So
wait for it.
Kansas City to Miami, take me home, Pat Mahomes.
Oh, they're clever. Take me
home,
Pat
Mahomes.
Oh, it's so clever.
That one's just for you.
John's going to be here, actually.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. I was just wondering if I could find another Niner hater to show up, so great. I'm glad.
Isn't that one of his songs, too, that he likes singing during karaoke?
He does like singing that song.
Okay. I mean, the only Niner fan I feel bad for is your grandma.
Yeah.
Same.
I definitely feel bad for her.
I feel for you. Everyone else... I'm with my dad on this one. KC, man. Ooh, what a game.
What a game. You got to give it to Kansas City. There were so many things that went wrong for the Niners.
Dude, Kyle Shanahan's looking real rough right now.
Okay, yeah, let's talk. God.
Real rough.
Anyway, the NBA, boys, huh? The NBA is in full swing.
Let's talk about
mid-season.
A lot of subjects.
No, all right. We got to do it. I got to take my lumps here. Yesterday I woke up and I just knew the Niners were going to win. I didn't even have a backup plan. I do a show here, Flipside Radio. That's a hip-hop show. And every song was based on winning a championship because I knew we were going to win. You know, I actually... one of the first things I felt when I woke up was sorry for my man Derek. And the reason I felt sorry for Derek is because he was going to see, in our friendship, we've known each other for about 6-7 years now, damn. And I was like, damn, this dude is going to witness me watch a third team win a championship, and he can't get one. My man can't get one. He's going to watch me for the fifth time in front of him gloat because one of my squads won a championship. And nope.
Yeah, no, it felt good. It felt nice not have to be on that end anymore.
Yeah. Our man Jordan, a.k.a. DJ J Pounds, in the building. Hello, sir.
What's good, everybody?
You want to turn his mic on, producer?
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, I was waiting for him to
actually cracking?
Sit down. There you go.
There it is.
All right, so let's get into the game, I guess.
I mean, the way the game was going, SF, that was theirs to lose.
And they did.
And they did.
Definitely. And they did. They did exactly what they needed to do to lose.
Yeah.
They couldn't sustain a drive in the fourth quarter. Once they punted, I turned to my grandma and I said, man, this isn't looking good. We really needed, after that turnover, we needed.
The second interception you're talking about.
Yes, the
second
interception.
Where they celebrated the big group celebration.
Yeah, the Fred Warner interception. The game should have been over. We didn't even need to come away with points necessarily.
You needed a first down.
We needed to sustain a drive. We couldn't get a first freaking down.
No, you didn't need to sustain a drive. You needed
a first down. That's one. That's all we needed. And we could have basically iced the game away. And this is now the second time. There's been, I want to say there were 5 comebacks in Super Bowl history of 10 points or more. And 2 of those 5 times, Kyle Shanahan has been in charge of the offense that gave those leads up. I could not, for the life of me, understand the play calling in the fourth quarter. Jimmy Garoppolo really struggled in the first half. In the third quarter, he looked like he was going to be the Super Bowl MVP. He balled in that third quarter. And the play calling in the fourth, man, was so damn conservative. And you play to win the game. What are we doing, son?
See, that's the thing, though, because when you say conservative, I think any average football fan, when you think of conservative play calling, you think run the ball. You know what I mean? You think turn it around, hand it to your running back, 2-yard, 3-yard gains.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that, which would have helped them. You know what I mean? To run the ball 3 straight times and get 3 yards and run a little bit of time off the clock, run a minute off the clock, a minute and a half, that would have helped them.
The thing was, though, they were killing Kansas City with their running game.
I know.
They were doing fine with their running game. Everyone was hitting their blocks. Yeah. Kansas City couldn't get off them in any way, shape, or form.
Yep.
I mean, it's like they had one play that worked for them every single time. They only went to it 3 times. That's a Deebo Samuel play.
Yep.
I mean, it's like, why? That worked every time. Every time.
Like, why not fake it? Why not fake it once?
At least something.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
They never went back to it once again. It's like, what don't you get? Like, once it worked for you, I get it. You might think it might not work again. But it worked that well, you're going to give up on it. That 3 times, you didn't do it in the second half at all.
And it worked so well in the whole entire playoffs that you'd imagine you'd keep going at it until it just stops working.
I mean, you can stop it.
Exactly.
I agree. Kansas City did stand up at a point to the run. Obviously not to the avail to make you stop running the ball.
Right.
But enough to be like, okay, we can't just line up and move these guys.
I really felt, I mean, outside the tackles, SF had whatever they wanted.
They did.
The moment they went inside the tackles, I felt like Kansas City was able to stop, and they tried to do that every single time. I was thinking the entire time, like, why do you keep going inside the tackles? Go outside. You guys have been burning them that
they
the
killed them
way.
All game doing that.
With that long stretch
long
type
stretch
run.
Plays, going outside, and they couldn't do it whatsoever. They couldn't do it. They chose not to do it. And again, it comes on Kyle Shanahan, who once again is at the bad end of a terrible loss.
I mean, there's a lot of things that Jimmy Garoppolo could have done in his passing game that he just didn't have, like that one long pass at the end in the fourth quarter.
Oh, my God, Emmanuel Sanders was so open. If he connects right there, game over.
Yeah.
Game's over.
But very much so, just looking at it, it's like he wouldn't have even needed to be in that position. If there would have been, like, at the end of the first half where they didn't call those timeouts, where they got the fourth down stop, they got a 3rd and 15 stop on a screenplay, and they had a minute left and decided not to call
it. It was a
minute and a half left and decided to not call the timeout.
I mean,
obviously they still get down there with the Kittle PI, and that takes away some points. So I mean, it looks bad. It probably, if that works out the way that it does originally on the field, they get what they want.
Now,
but
this was the first time most of this season that almost all the calls, the 50-50 calls, went against the Niners. And there was, I mean, look, there was a play that could have sustained the drive there where Jimmy Garoppolo clearly was helmet to helmet and they missed it. And there was a couple calls that they missed that could have helped the Niners. But look, you could say all you want. The Niners gave this game up, and Kansas City was ready to take it. Patrick Mahomes, I don't know why he was a Super Bowl MVP. He played like poop most of the
Damian
game.
Damian Williams should have received
it. Yeah. Damian Williams 100% should have been the MVP of that game. And look, I'm a huge Patrick Mahomes fan. I will watch any Kansas City game because I think he's the most exciting quarterback. Him and Lamar Jackson are just – that's must-see TV. But – Patrick Mahomes looked terrible yesterday for 3.5 quarters. And, you know, aside from a couple plays there, he didn't look good. And then there is that Tyreek Hill, the 3rd and 15, 44-yard first down that they converted. It was basically over after that. That was rough. That was a hell of a route by Tyreek Hill.
I think that play, I mean, that play.
That changed the game.
I mean, that
game
play got over. Mahomes the MVP.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, 15,
and it should have been Tyreek Hill because 15, he did all the work on that
15-step drop. If you look at that play, he catches the ball and he literally does not stop going backwards until he takes that plant, takes one step forward and throws. He takes 15 total steps back, drop back.
I mean, like, the thing with
a 15-step drop
with Mahomes is
the fact that you counted the number of steps is impressive.
Because I just think that was the biggest thing that kept the 49ers off of him as far as pressure. I mean, he drops deeper than anybody in the NFL we ever seen because we know his arm is so strong that it doesn't matter. He can throw the ball from 20 yards deep and still get it there.
And also that gives him space to be able to move around outside of that pocket.
Which made it so hard for the 49ers to get to him. What did they get? Two sacks?
Four sacks.
Oh, they got four? That is a lot. That is a lot. That is a lot more than I ever thought they would ever
get. It didn't look like that when you were actually watching the game.
Yeah, a couple forced fumbles, which
the Niners played that game to perfection until the fourth quarter. They did everything you need to do to keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. Megan, two interceptions yesterday, I believe, right? That's
both quarterbacks,
yeah, that was insane. We haven't seen Patrick Mahomes throw two picks in a game, what, all season, right? He threw 166 consecutive passes without a pick. I mean, dude was on fire all season, and the Niners really made him look terrible until the fourth quarter. And the offense did nothing to help their defense out. And it was, you know, you got to put this, I think, if you're looking for someone to blame, which obviously I am because I'm a Niners fan, and I can't just accept the fact that Kansas City played well because they did, but it wasn't just Kansas City playing well. It was the Niners doing everything they could to cough that game up, and they did. I just thought the play calling was horrible in the fourth quarter. And, of course, on the defensive end, the Niners just couldn't get the stops when they needed to. And congrats to Kansas City. They went and earned it. This wasn't one call or anything like that that Niners fans could say, we got jobbed. No, we definitely got screwed on a bunch of calls. But and the officiating was horrible. Let's just say that. The officiating was horrible.
There were no holding calls in the game.
Yeah.
Holding is like the number – holding and pass interference are like the number one calls in football.
And there was
on no,
almost every play that Bosa didn't get to the quarterback, it's because he was getting held, which is fine. I mean, you can't call it every single time, but not one call. I thought the officiating was horrible, but I don't want to sound like that guy because I'm a Niners fan because, let's face it, Kansas City did what they needed to do to win the game. They took that game from the Niners. The officiating was terrible, but so was the play calling on the Niners' end, and so was the defense on the Niners' end in that fourth quarter, and that's why they lost. And we could say, if a call here or there goes different, but we'll never know. So I don't want to be that Niners fan today. I want to give
You are that Niners fan.
I am, 100%. Yeah. They stole a moment from me and my grandma yesterday. I'm pissed, okay? My grandma and I were ready to celebrate a Super Bowl victory. For those of you who don't know, my grandparents are the reason I fell in love with the Niners. As a kid, as a baby, the first gift ever given to me when I was born was a 49ers football. I was the first boy in my family. My grandfather had three daughters and coached football for 32 years. So I was going to be a Niners fan. It was just in the cards. And so a big connection point I've always had with my grandparents was the Niners. And since I was 5 years old to this day. After every single 49ers games, I call my grandparents for the past 30 years now. And so I wanted to watch the game with my grams yesterday. We did watch the game. I thought we were going to celebrate. She's 89 years old. She ain't got a whole lot more time. And Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy Jesus.
I wouldn't call him that anymore.
Y'all took that from her. And I just want y'all to know that a dear, sweet, beautiful little lady, you took her moment. Thanks a lot, boys. Hey, John.
Hey, dude. What's going on?
Right. Hey.
You know
hey,
what? Guys. I do have someone to blame. John, don't ever, ever bet on the Niners ever again. Your betting on the NFL this year has been a joke.
It's atrocious. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And the moment you said that yesterday, I thought the Niners were going to win all day. And the moment you're like, oh, I took the Niners, it's like, oh, it's over.
Yeah, I mean, well, they were up 20-10 and gave up 21 in the fourth quarter. It's not my fault.
You also bet on the Pro Bowl, so there's that too.
I mean, yeah, that was a little blunder on my part.
A little blunder?
Not top 10.
Not top 10, indeed.
I mean, at the end of the day, though, even the Pro Bowl bets, 50-50, it's a coin flip.
I mean, Kirk Cousins, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as he came in, we all knew.
Always.
But it didn't matter because the Niners didn't win, so we wouldn't have won the parlay anyway.
So, there it is.
That's fair. That's a good point.
Right? I was sitting there. I was like, damn.
Wait, was it a parlay or a one game?
It was a parlay.
Oh, jeez.
With that being said, some of you guys owe me some money.
Oh, I do.
Way to kick them while you're down.
I got $100 in pennies coming to you.
So does Derek.
Money never stops talking.
No, it does not. No, it does not.
Dirty. Baby,
go ahead.
No, I'll give you your money later.
I was actually nervous. Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs had it, and then it was at 51. I'm like, man, if the Niners go down here in some garbage time and get a touchdown,
I'm good. I mean, I would have been fine with the field goal too. I would have pushed it.
Field goal. No, they were at 51. You would have. Oh yeah, 54. Yeah, that's right.
How's your dad feeling today? You talk to him.
I mean, my dad is someone that, you know, he doesn't get, like, that joyous over this type of emotion, but, you know, he's definitely happy.
Sure.
Yeah, he is definitely,
your dad doesn't show much emotion, period.
Exactly. Yeah. That's, you know, so my mom texted the group, and she's like, your father's very happy, but he's not showing it right now.
But, I can imagine Mark had a smirk on his face.
No, I'm sure, like, definitely when it went down to it, he was cheering for sure. Like, once he gets
to the nitty gritty,
he'll get some loud yelps in there, but, definitely when we're the one watching TV, I'm the one that would be yelling at the TV all the time.
Yeah.
He would just be, it's too loud.
I mean, that's what happens when you play the AFC West. Just saying.
Tom Brady might be going there.
Different breed.
I don't know. That Hulu commercial said otherwise.
Well, he's not leaving the game of football.
Okay,
either way, Tom Brady.
There's no way Tom Brady is in
he's a Dick
Raider
Cheney
uniform.
Like, straight up, that's a Dick Cheney move right there.
Miami's off the table, so. We know that, at least.
I would like to
see him go to Miami. That'd be funny.
Just off the table.
There's no way he's going into division.
They just re-signed Fitzpatrick.
They brought Fitzpatrick back.
I guarantee you.
If they have a chance to get...
But they also have the fifth pick? I mean, they're going to take a quarterback in the fifth pick.
They're probably going to take Tua and let Fitzpatrick start until Tua.
Honestly, I think Justin Herbert is a better pick from the quarterback from Oregon. I mean,
let's go down this road right now.
Yeah,
let's do the draft road right now.
Yeah,
we're not talking about that.
I do not care.
Tom Brady's not going to be a Raider, though.
We will talk about the draft when the draft.
I think the
Chargers is
probably the best spot for Tom.
I think
they have a lot of weapons around there.
I think he's going.
Melvin Gordon, Keenan Allen,
and it's L.A.
Hunter Henry, you got a good defense.
For some reason, it's L.A.
Yeah, solid O-line. They got some weapons.
No, I think he needs to end his career where he started.
Oh, well, I think that's what I think too. But he's not. So
you don't think he's gonna resign?
He's not gonna retire.
But you don't think he'll resign with the Pats?
No,
I think he's coming back now.
I mean, the Pats are offering him 30.
There's too much 30 M's.
Oh, he's
tripping. I said, Dev, Dak wish he could get that. Dak about to get franchised.
You guys also realize too, he's someone who's never wanted to take like the max money ever in his life. He's never let the money dictate anything in the way he does it. So we can't say just because we're willing to offer more, he's willing to take that. The guy's never.
That makes it. It's made a lot easier when your wife's a billionaire.
Yeah, exactly. So I would be that trust fund baby in a heartbeat. Like, hey, baby,
wait,
what's up?
What does she do?
What?
What?
What do you mean?
Do you not
Dak,
know who her
Dak
is?
Prescott?
No.
Tom
Brady. Well,
okay, I heard Dak Prescott, and I was like, wait,
you know what?
What
are you talking about, Dak
Prescott? Wait, no, no, I still want to get to the bottom of this. You do know Tom Brady's wife, right?
Yes.
Do you know what she does for
She's
a living?
She's a supermodel.
Okay.
Yes. All right. No, I understand
all
that.
All right.
are you kidding me?
You were scared.
Do we have odds yet for next year's Super Bowl?
It's Kansas. Well, I mean, you have them, don't you?
John, you want to say that in the mic next time?
You have them, right, John?
There you go. I mean, you kind of put me on the spot.
Sorry.
Yeah, I can look
you them up. You don't come prepared to these things?
I didn't want to take your steam there.
If you're the Niners or a Niners fan, a couple things you can hang your hat on. We weren't supposed to be here in the first place.
Man, really not.
Yeah.
We were the second worst team in the league last year.
Yeah. I mean, granted, our starting quarterback went out, but still, I mean, that... This has been...
You had Beat Hard, didn't you?
Yeah.
You had Beat
we
Hard.
Did. We had...
CJ Bethard.
Yep. That's correct. What a season. As disappointing as yesterday was, that was one thing that I was able to walk away and feel good about is just, look, we weren't even supposed to be here. I remember the beginning of the season, I didn't want to throw a number out as far as a record because I was like, you know, if we could make 9-7, I guess. I don't know. I was struggling even saying that. I was like, if we could sneak into a wild card, make the playoffs, that would be amazing. So this was beyond any of my expectations, and I think any Niners fan who's like, oh, yeah, I thought we'd be Super Bowl contenders is absolutely lying. 100% lying. Not one Niners fan that I know and I talk to a decent amount on a regular basis, none of us thought this was happening.
Yeah.
They return a very, very young core. That defensive line is still filthy. And I think the biggest two issues, though, moving forward is, what is Jimmy G? I think he is an average quarterback, slightly above average. A system quarterback? I mean, what is he? I think that's the biggest question mark. Other than that, I mean, you saw Deebo Samuel yesterday. That boy is a monster.
Monster.
He is an absolute monster. He's going to be a problem for years to come. Bosa's going to be a problem for years to come. Eric Armstead, DeForest Buckner. I mean, we got a nice young core returning. And, again, we don't have the odds yet, but I imagine that Kansas City and the Niners will be right atop the favorites to repeat going back to the Super Bowl.
They are, yeah. So odds are already out. Kansas City is number one at 7-1.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco is at 8-1, mm-hmm. and Ravens are also at 8-1.
Oh, that all makes sense to me.
So, Jarrell, just really quick, I think one big question you're forgetting is Joe Staley may be retiring, and if he does, what's that right tackle position going to look like? I mean, that's
left tackle.
Left tackle. Sorry, yeah. I mean, that's your blind side, isn't that?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's going to be a huge position that needs to be filled.
100%.
And that's going to be hard to fill because, I mean, not many left tackles out there are available.
Joe Staley broke his leg this year. We missed him for half the season.
Yeah, I know.
And has kept on trucking. So I'm not saying he's that easy to replace. He's obviously, you know, been an all-pro tackle,
mm-hmm.
and he is a hell of a player. But, you know, I don't think it's going to be all of a sudden we lose Joe Staley and we're missing the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the most important positions in football.
No doubt.
But when you have the team coming back like the Niners do, I think it's easier to fill one position when you don't have so many needs to fill
right.
on the other, you know, on mm-hmm. any other position. I mean, if you're only focusing on the left tackle, you can, you know, you can get a draft pick left tackle and then maybe, you know, try to move into free agency on a veteran.
I will say the one thing that I said going into this game that I was worried about is if Kansas City could get their run game going. And Damian Williams balled yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely balled. The Niners didn't really have much of an answer for him. They bottled up Patrick Mahomes for 3.5 quarters. But it was those third and ones, you know, fourth and ones, third and twos. And it seemed like those were plays that the Niners had answers for all season long. And Damian Williams just had enough shake that he just kept springing free.
Well, and hats off to Andy Reid. I mean, the different offensive assignments that he had. I mean, he had Travis Kelce taking a direct wildcat snap. You know what I mean? And there's so many different nuances that Andy Reid brings to that offense. It's so hard to just pinpoint one player on that team.
And I will say I was happy for Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. Finally climbing the mountaintop after all these years, after being told time and time again he couldn't win the big one, when, you know, he had a chance some years ago with the Eagles and Donovan McNabb was throwing up in the huddle like Willie Beeman.
Steaming. He came out solid, though. He came out solid in the end.
And yeah, because he had a guy like by the name of T.O.,
right?
Yeah.
T.O. had like 10 catches for like 200 yards.
Yeah. He had like a broken foot or a broken wrist or something like that?
He was on like half a leg. He had like a broken ankle. He had pins in his ankle.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah.
Jeez. Beast.
Yeah, he played on a broken ankle. And did he still have 200 yards receiving? Something crazy in that game.
Yes, Jordan did say that. But
just now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. My bad. You know. Anyway.
Turn your left headphone up.
Anything else from this game, guys?
Dude, halftime show. Woo!
I didn't watch
Thank
any
you.
Of it.
Thank you. Pretty impressed.
Was, I mean, I was pretty
very well done.
I was playing. Yeah. I was playing catch in the street like a traditional American.
Yeah, I didn't watch 1 second of the halftime show.
No, worth your time and money, I'd say.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Wow. I was singing that right there. That didn't happen.
Shakira, J Lo, no. All right.
Neither of those two people sing that song.
I mean, yeah, but they do. American.
Yeah, I know. They shake their booties. Is that what you're trying to go for? Yeah, okay. That did happen. A lot of booty shaking happened out there. There was a guy on stage that did not know who that was. I'm still trying to figure that out. I was going to ask you guys, but apparently none of you guys saw it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I saw the highlight. I don't know who that was.
I'm not asking you, Brad. You would have no idea. Of course I know you'd have
That's
no
not a country singer.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Jeez.
Very, very
I mean, fair, right? Great, I mean, you're not wrong, not but
Conway
damn.
Twitty. Gotta love the good Latin.
Conway Twitty.
That's a classic halftime show right there. But it was a, I don't know, good Latin flavor to it. Gotta love it. Gotta love the people who are going after, like, because J-Lo and Shakira. Shakira's like 43 and J-Lo's like 50. And everyone's like, oh my God, they're looking amazing right now. Because, which they do. Everyone's like, I'm striving to be like them. I'm like, well, you know what? They strive to be like that for their entire lives.
Yeah, they were in their 20s preparing for this.
Yeah.
You're at 25 striving to black out and get pizza every weekend. That's not going to get you that body, girl. I'm just saying. Cut that out.
You know what? There. Can we talk for 1 second about how the Super Bowl started? The Take It to the House Kid commercial.
That was a good one.
My man ran out the tunnel.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was the coolest intro to the Super Bowl.
How did they film it all in one? That was so quick. I didn't know how to do that.
I thought that was just pure genius. Shout out to whatever production company put that together, because that was beautifully done. That was really cool. And what a cool moment for those kids to start the Super Bowl like that.
That was pretty dope, yeah.
That was cool. Anything else from the Super Bowl? Can we move on?
We got to love some of those good commercials
out
there.
Shout out to Tide for a second year in a row having a great...
Dude, that Pringles commercial was fire, though.
Pringles was great.
The commercials were low down this year for me.
Well, I like the Tide with Charlie Day. Always Sunny.
Yeah, he's like, I'll come back next week.
And then at the end of the game, they had like a kind of a sequel.
I really felt
commercial.
That we were
kind
of gypped. I mean, Fox did so much of their own promotion, which, you know, you're going to do that because, you know, you got that many eyes on you. Of course, you're going to do a lot of shameless self-promotion.
Shameless
right now.
Self-plugs.
Yeah, but hey, it just felt like it was too much. Every other one was like, oh, promoting some WrestleMania event that was happening or some other Fox show that you don't want to watch at all in your life. It was like, you know, yeah, whatever.
So
take your time, Fox.
So real quick, T.O. only had 122 yards in that Super Bowl matchup.
Only.
Okay. Wow. So I just want to like, it wasn't 220.
How many catches?
Was 9 receptions, 14 targets.
Right. Oh, because Donovan just stopped hitting him, I guess.
Well, I mean, now, 14 targets, man.
I mean, he had 357.
Donovan?
Yeah, 357 yards.
That's a misconception. Everybody acts like Donovan didn't hoop in that Super Bowl. He didn't play his best.
He had three interceptions.
Yeah, didn't play his best. I mean, that team strictly relied on him. Okay, they had no run game.
Who also part of that reception list other than T.O. right now?
Todd.
I'm not asking you, bro. Shut up. Todd Pinkston.
Thank you.
Probably
Freddie Mitchell.
L.J. Smith. Freddie Mitchell, and then probably maybe a little Brian Westbrook.
I'll say, you got to throw him Brian Westbrook. Yeah. Don't forget Westbrook. Yeah,
No.
Okay.
No. Greg Lewis, you had Freddie Mitchell, J.L. Smith, and Josh Perry.
And Todd Pinkston, right?
Yeah, I said that one.
That was probably my second leading receiver,
fault on that one.
Okay.
So.
All right.
How many times did he huck it?
He hucked it 51 times.
Oh, my God. Because
That's Andy Reid's. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I've been watching Andy Reid since I was a kid. That's how he plays. He does not run the ball. And that's why we lost.
He had 15 rushes with Brian Westbrook, 44 yards, and one with Dorsey, 1 yard. That's it.
Dorsey 11's for the touchdowns, right?
15 passes.
Yeah. No touchdown 16 on that rushes. One.
I like that.
Man,
like
you guys were gentle with me. Thank you, because if I was Derek, you guys would be raining poop on me today. Thank
that's,
you.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I think well, it was it's also a lot of the poop raining comes from you, so.
Well, that's well, thank you for being gentle with me today.
And with the drastic loss, they were at 95% chance to win after that interception.
Oh, yeah. God, I know.
Who loses I like mean, that?
I'm just really happy that I didn't have to witness this town go crazy. So that for that, yeah. I'm very happy about. I did not want to see anyone in this town.
I mean, the fact that they scored 21 points in like six and a half minutes.
I was ready to rage yesterday. I didn't even have a drink, sip of alcohol yesterday.
I didn't either. Sick. I did not drink that entire day.
All right. Hey.
Yeah.
We're growing up, bud.
Sober Bowl.
Yeah. Sober Bowl 2020. Man, that makes one San Jose Sober Cats.
Maybe. Two of us. Two of we us. Had two people just say it, John. Yeah. Right, I know. You probably got blacked out.
I mean, we're not at all.
Me and John spent a combined $40 at Jack in the Box last night.
Jeez.
Hey, those mini talks, though, bro.
Hey, those mini talks.
Mini talks, bro.
It's, I mean, they're
I
not
I just feel like
bad.
This is stuff you can buy at the grocery store. The frozen ones, you just throw them into your oven, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Are they not those, yeah. those exact same
They're
ones,
basically right? they're, the exact same okay. thing.
It's like, yes. a, it's like a pizza pocket. It's like a hot...
Yes, I know. You know. I'm aware with what they are. Taco. I'm just saying, but what...
I am familiar with the makings of a mini taco.
How many of these? Were they really that good? Are they worth? I mean, are they worth the trek?
I think they're worth.
Yeah, they're $3. $3. Yeah, like 15 of them.
Okay.
You're not worried about anything other than the price, Derek. I think you were looking for more as far as like the quality, the taste.
It tastes good.
How does it process solid. Through your
Thank
body?
You.
It's Jack in the Box. No. Okay. I mean, I think we know the quality of it.
So your morning was not fun today, is what you're saying?
I mean, my morning's never fun.
Okay.
You know,
well, despite, with Jack
despite
in the Box,
the wrist cutting, it was okay though.
Right? With Jack in the Box in your stomach, it's not going to be great.
Yeah,
let's just say that.
Yeah. That.
What do you think is worse, Jack in the Box or Taco Bell? The one
Taco Bell.
100%.
Taco Bell.
I pooped myself last time I ate Taco Bell.
You pooped yourself?
What? Legit pooped myself.
Jeez.
I've gotten very close to, but never pooped myself. Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, self control was not there.
Yeah. Though. I mean, you like you've never pooped.
Yeah, it happens to everybody.
You've never pooped yourself.
I mean, I've maybe like had a questionable toot. You know what I mean?
A shart?
Yeah, a shart. There we go. But yeah, never like full blown like
moving on.
Like shout out to all the degenerates that went off the Gatorade bath last
year.
Orange Gatorade. +450 on the orange Gatorade.
Wait, so. +450. Wow, plus nice. Good for them. Good for them.
Damn, that's
every year I go purple just because it's always like +800, +1,000.
Yeah, +450 is not bad.
That ain't bad.
Hey man, if someone's rocking the Riptide brush,
I
want to be part of that team.
I did. I did win off Niners coin toss and tails. So
tails never fails.
Tails never fails.
Hasn't in the past 5 years. So 5 years in a row has been tails.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Never fails.
Get on your facts, Brad.
I don't care about that one.
Why? That's like one of the main ones to care about.
I know, but I don't care about those prop bets for the most part. That's John's thing.
What? Wow.
I love prop bets.
I mean, it's also the NFL, so he doesn't do well on that. So.
Okay. This is FM 9.1 KZFR Chico. You're listening to Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show, and we are made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters. And by Trace Hombres, celebrating over 30 years in beautiful downtown Chico, making Latin dishes fresh from scratch daily. What? Trace Hombres invites you to stop in and say hi. Oh. Grab a best in Chico margarita and check out their private banquet facility, the Blue Agave Room, which can hold up to 70 of your friends. And if you got 70 friends, shouts to you, because I don't know 70 people.
Big trust.
Open 7 days a week, Tres Hombres, First and Broadway, downtown Chico. All right, let's thank you to Tres Hombres. Thank you to Mountain Sports. Let's move on. Shall we do some news?
Let's do it.
All right, I like doing news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That's right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, I just got a couple of quick stories for y'all. But this one's near and dear to my heart because this particular event has really brought my family together. And when I say my family, I mean being my dad particularly, because no one else in my family wants to participate in said event.
But if you know what event I'm talking about right now, you're one of my people. If by yesterday when you woke up and you're thinking it was Super Bowl Sunday, you're not one of my people. If you woke up yesterday thinking today's Groundhog Day, you're one of my people. I did legitimately text my father, Happy Groundhog's Day. Why? Because me and him have a bond that is unbreakable. It's Groundhog Day. The movie in particular has brought so much joy to my life that every single year I must watch it on Groundhog Day. And what did I do yesterday? I did watch Groundhog Day before I watched the Super Bowl. I know that my dad was watching it at some point in time, but we used to always watch it together. It's still a tradition I will keep on forever and ever. Why? Because it's simply one of my favorite movies of all time. But Groundhog Day was yesterday, people. And my man, I want to get him tattooed on my body at some point in time. Punxsutawney Phil. That dude is a beast. Surviving all this time right now. And he is the foremost weathercaster of foremost weathercasters. And what has he done today? Or yesterday, I should say. He predicted an early spring. So thank God to him right now. Yes. We're going to have Punxsutawney Phil predicting an early spring. I still predict it will happen when it actually does happen. But, you know, I'm not Punxsutawney Phil, so don't take my word on it. Take his. He knows what he's talking about. So, yes, an early spring has happened in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. I want to go to that one of these days. I really do. The movie has definitely laid it out for me. It's like my now. It's like my Mordor. It's my quest. I got to find out. I got to trek across this land to go to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. See Gobbler's Knob.
Oh, what?
You heard me.
Jeez.
Gobbler's Knob.
So you want to be part of the Groundhog Club inner circle?
No, that's too
no.
Much for me.
Is that too much for you? You don't want to be that far.
I want to revere Phil for what he is, not get to know him that well. Okay.
All right.
Keep it in the animal category right now because you know how much I love me my animals. If you were one of the people that are watching, the millions of people watching the Super Bowl for the commercials, you probably had your heart twisted and torn a couple of times. The Google commercial comes to mind. There's that one about the dog that they saved from cancer. That was a great story. The man who owned the dog bought the ad for, what is his company name? I can't even remember. That's how bad.
WeatherTech,
yes. I don't know why that's a, either way, he's the CEO and founder of WeatherTech. And his dog was pretty much his mascot, his golden retriever, which I love golden retrievers. It apparently came down with a cancer, a tumor that the animal shelter, they took it to the Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine, actually was able to take out said tumor. And he paid $6 million for this Super Bowl ad to ask you to donate to this school. And I found that rather stupid because you could have taken that $6 million you paid for the ad and given it to that school that would have probably used it a lot more. But instead, you're asking us now to give money to that school because it helped save your dog when you spent $6 million on that ad. And you do not see the irony in this. I'm going to spend money on this stupid ad right now to get you to spend money on the school that saved my dog instead of even the money you paid on that stupid ad to give to that goddamn school.
So much passion.
Yikes.
$6 million wasted just to see me. This great story about a dog that you got its tumor removed. You want to help out the school. Give the school $6 million. They could have used it. If they get more than $6 million out of this campaign, then you know what? You know what, sir? Do what you do. But if they don't, I'm coming after you, brother.
Are you?
No, I'm not. Of course not. It's all smoke and mirrors with me. Don't you know that by now?
Mainly smoke.
Very few mirrors, yeah.
That's all I'm looking around.
And this goes out to John right now. Last one on here. All you psychedelic fanatics out there who definitely love participating in some of that good old natural-born hallucinogens.
I'm listening.
You have my attention.
Santa Cruz City Council has voted unanimously to decriminalize magic mushrooms.
All right.
Whoa.
Let's move to Santa Cruz.
Take a weekend trip to Santa Cruz, boys.
So,
natural bridges.
Now you know where you can go, people.
Psilocybin, baby. I like that.
That's coming in the news, where you can get your magic mushrooms at. Santa Cruz, not criminalized.
Or at least do the magic mushrooms.
We don't promote doing any drugs on this.
Yeah.
Brad,
yeah,
oh, Brad.
Yeah. Chill. Well, please relax. Don't ever say that, okay?
God. Seriously, don't.
But if you do have some, let me know. And
guns, we're out.
Oh, thank you, sir. Informative as always. From the news around the world to the news right here in our own backyard, Statman Brad's North State Update. He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
All right, buckle in, everybody. We have six sports we're going over to this week. We have baseball, we have softball, we have basketball at the college level for both boys, girls, men, and women's. Let's start out with softball.
Chico Wait, is State. Six different sports or six different games?
Well,
you said six different sports.
Yeah, no, sorry. So I wanted to go six different, like.
Like sporting events.
Sporting events, yes.
Okay, so that's six different sports.
No, you're right. Sorry. Okay. That was, right. I was excited. Just
you got three, and I was like, where is the other three coming in, man?
I started out. Right. I was,
badminton.
Fine. We're going to start out with softball now.
Roller derby.
Chico State softball went 5-0 this weekend in the Concordia Handball. Kickoff Classic, beating Azusa Pacific, Western Washington, Concordia of Irvine, Biola, and Squash. Beating Hawaii Pacific in the last game, 7-2-0. Their next game will be at home, February 7th and 8th against Cal State Monterey Bay. Again, in Chico, 12 noon start time on the 7th. Going to baseball, they played the top team in the West, Azusa Pacific, down in Azusa, California. They lost 2-3, winning the last game on Saturday, 13-3. Big win for them, playing against one of the top teams in the West. They'll probably see them in the West region. They're coming back to Chico to play Fresno Pacific February 7th and 8th. Three games there against Fresno Pacific before they start off CCAA competition. Now going right back to basketball. Not right back, to basketball. Thank you. 12-8 overall is the women's basketball team, 8-6 in conference. They had a little bit of a struggle this past weekend, losing to Cal State East Bay after having a 16-point lead going into the second half, and they let it slip. They lost 71-67, but come right back and beat Cal State Monterey Bay in Seaside 79-52. They're coming back to Chico to play University of California, San Diego. They're going to be playing in Chico February 6th and then February 8th at Chico against Cal State San Marcos. Chico State men, 16-4. Huge game coming up for them. Playing against the number 4 team in the nation, San Diego, at home. Chico State is a top 25 team, so it's going to be a big game there. They'll be playing against Cal State San Marcos on Saturday again. Start time for that men's game is 7:30 at home. Now going to prep basketball for the final stretch. Women's basketball. Chico and PV are tied for second right now, with Enterprise in first at 5-1. Chico and PV at 4-2. Their next game's coming up. Chico is going to be playing against top-ranked Enterprise at home. PV against Foothill. Be a big game there. Foothill is struggling this year, but if PV can get the win, they can get a little bit closer to first place. Now going to the boys' basketball. Foothill and PV right now are tied 5-1 in the league, and they face off this week at Foothill. PV will be playing up in Foothill, and Chico will be playing up in Paradise. And that's my North State Update, everybody. Thank you for riding along.
Is that your new sign-off?
I like it. Hey, Brad, I like the whole new swag, like, my brother.
You're coming in different right now.
You took the whole North State Update and reupholstered that mother.
I really enjoyed the energy. It was...
Well, I mean, I got so much going on right now. I'm trying to, like, liven it up so it's not just all stats and numbers.
Y'all said it's cold in here? Oh, I got heaters. I got heaters. Oh, it's hot? Oh, well, let me open up a window for you, baby girl. I see you, big Brad.
Wah, 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 wah.
Ride the wave.
Okay. That one crashed right there.
Yeah.
I don't know where that was going, but okay.
Here's the thing I've realized about Brad is the moment you start hyping him up, he's got to figure out a way to bring himself back down.
I feel you, man.
I got to humble myself, all right? I got to humble myself.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, the NFL season is over, which is actually kind of fun for us because that allows us to kind of get back to our normal show, which is a whole lot of just nonsense and not talking about sports-related things. So I'm looking forward to that moving forward. I'm also looking forward to actually diving into the NBA. I've been watching a lot more hoop lately, kind of preparing for the mental transition after life after football, so to speak. And there's a lot of stuff going on right now. We finally got to get our first looks at Zion Williamson. Jordan, along with myself, went over to John's, a week and a half ago to go watch Zion's first game. And honestly, the most exciting 4 minutes of basketball I've seen all season.
Oh, my God.
That was insane.
Oh, my God.
I
was sweating. I was sweating on the couch.
Well, you made it. You honestly made that moment for me by overreacting to everything.
Oh, every bucket he got, I was juiced.
It was so crazy.
I mean, especially just hitting threes, too, because, like, I mean, out of everything we expect from Zion's game, three balls not what we expect.
Right.
Yeah.
And he, what, 18 in a row?
18 consecutive points. Yep.
17.
Was it 17?
I'm pretty sure it's 17.
You ever take splitting hairs?
Either way.
Yeah.
They matter, though.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's been a lot of fun.
He single-handedly almost let them win that game or brought them back into that game.
He did bring them back. They were down, 12 or 14, and he brought them all the way back, and they even took the lead. And then Alvin Gentry pulled them.
Minutes restriction.
Which is...
First game back, man, you got to temper expectation. You got to, you're the Pelicans, you're not winning a championship this year. You got to win, you're going to build it to be better, build it to be a real contender.
Yeah, yeah, I hate to see that. I do want to go over the new rules for the All-Star game because they're so confusing to me. So damn confusing. We'll have Brad kind of dive into that in a little bit. I know we have Aaron waiting on the line. So before we get to Aaron, I just wanted to talk about my man, Dame Dalla.
Man.
He has been going nuts. And
early MVP. He heard you, man. He heard
early
you the
MVP.
Other week, man.
I know y'all remember that.
You were saying how he's been letting you down, but he was like, "No, I ain't letting Jordan down anymore. I'm gonna start balling."
He did go on a crazy tear.
It's been nuts.
Averaging nearly 50 points over the last six games, ruined that whole Kobe dedication game in LA the other night by scoring 48. Yeah,
hey, him and Kobe on him, man. You're not gonna let you celebrate anything. That's the Kobe move to do right there.
That is exactly what Kobe would
exactly.
Done.
You gotta ruin the moment.
Yeah, so
it's all about you, Dame.
Just wanted to mention that the Dame Dalla is absolutely—that's my favorite player in the league. Anytime you can catch a Portland game, anytime I can catch a Portland game, I'm tuning in because I just love watching that dude go to work, and he has been going to work. But we will circle back to the NBA right now. Though we have our foreign correspondent.
What the?
We don't have our foreign correspondent, so we can spend a little more time right here.
Talk about those All-Star rules. Are there new All-Star rules?
Yeah, they're quite confusing to me, and we kind of need Brad to read them. But they're all very, very convoluted to me.
And it's something about they're not playing a fourth quarter?
No, they are playing a fourth quarter. So there's no timer. And it's just 2 points. And in the fourth quarter, this is why we need Brad. Because they read it to me the other day, or someone read it to me the other day, and it was very, very confusing. Something about needing 24 points plus something.
With the Kobe tribute.
Yeah.
Obviously involved.
One thing I do want to talk about with the Kobe thing is I think a lot of us have fatigue from it because, not that we're tired of the story, right? But I just think it was so shocking to everyone, and even someone like myself who never rocked with Kobe in that fashion, it still, weighed heavy on me, just because this is a dude, again, that we all grew up with. When I started loving basketball was the year that Kobe came into the league. But I do think it's going to be interesting to see how this goes, because we're going to have multiple dedications to Kobe, obviously. We'll be reminded of the whole thing again. I'm sure they're going to do something during the All-Star break. And then, of course, as the playoffs happen, Nike's got to be working on something. And then, of course, during the finals, there's got to be some dedication.
It is getting a bit much.
I mean, the pure magnitude of the person is what makes you feel. You have to honor that person properly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like they already have. I get it. You got to do it every single time.
I agree.
I'm like, I as a Kobe fan, and something like, it's all right. You know what?
Let's heal now.
Yeah,
let's
all right, heal. We got it. There's so much. Every single time I keep going through my feed or whatever, there's always something that always pops up, and it's like, all right. And not to mention, I always felt like, again, with all the stuff they're trying to dedicate, I feel like it always became a moment of, ooh, let me show how I can dedicate myself to it. You know, just like, I feel like everyone was trying to, like, slightly step one up each other and somehow. And I don't know. Granted, that's just the way my mind works, and I'm a terrible person. So,
the logo would have been a perfect, like,
I think that's the way to do it.
Like, cap. Like, hey, everybody does their tribute. Certain people wear 24. Some people score a certain amount of points and do whatever they can to honor Kobe, come in with their jerseys, whatever. And then, cool. Change the logo. Boom. Kobe shooting his fadeaway.
Yeah, I love it.
Bang. That's it. I mean, we could just go ahead and. We can go ahead and just call it there.
I just know the NBA is like, gosh, now we've got to change the logo on everything now. It's like, oh, man. You know,
yeah, because like, what happens when MJ dies?
Yeah.
What happens when Kareem dies? You know what I'm saying? What happens with all these, you know, pillar figures in hoop?
Eventually. But, yeah. I mean, exactly. Because you can't. Like, again, the only reason why they're doing it is just because of how shocking it was. If Kobe had lived his whole entire life, died at a ripe age of 85 or whatever,
it'd
be
story.
No big story. Yeah. Jerry West would still be the guy right now.
Yeah, of course. But I do think that this is the perfect time. I think if they were to change the logo during the finals, that would be perfect. I know there's a lot of logistics to handle to do that, but I think that would be a great time to do it. Say, moving forward, this is the new logo. But obviously, there are a lot of logistics. That NBA logo is on a lot of merchandise, on a lot of different products. So it's not, I know it sounds a lot easier to do than it would be in actuality, but I think that's. I think that's how it should be played moving forward.
I mean, they should just, you know, because everything they have in stock is now obsolete, you know, once they all do that. Everything they have is just, all right, we can't use it anymore because the logo's changed, so. I mean, I'm not trying to side with the NBA. Yeah, don't do it. No, do it. Suffer the consequences of this right now or the price.
Damn, every jersey that's ever been sold is just basically null and void.
I mean, you can still have them, but, like, at the same time, like...
I'm going to roast you. Yeah. If I see you with that jersey. I know you ain't got that white boy on your jersey. Are we rocking Kobe's over here, my boy?
Should they make it a black silhouette instead of a white silhouette this time, you think?
Flip
should
it. Do it.
Yeah.
Just change, just break it. Just flip the whole norm.
That could be cool. I mean, I'm not against it.
Let's see how it looks. So I want to see that in action.
All right. Can you help us with the new All-Star rules?
Yeah. So, basically, what it is, the three quarters are... three separate games. Whoever wins that game, so say the West wins the first quarter, they get $100,000 to donate to
a local Chicago charity.
Yeah. So at the end of
Giannis or Giannis's or LeBron's choosing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So after those three quarters are done, they're gonna have an untimed fourth quarter. The cumulative score of that of those three quarters is gonna come into this fourth quarter. So say the West has 100 points, the East has 95. The target score is now going to be 124. It's the highest or the lead score plus 24. Are you following me?
Yeah.
So if the West is up 190, let's just say
190
numbers, the first to 124 wins.
Exactly. That's how it goes.
That's a little weird.
It's untimed.
Less confusing this time, but still confusing.
Yes.
So the entire game is untimed.
No. The first three, just the fourth quarter, are timed. It's 12-minute quarters for the first three, untimed for the fourth. In my opinion, it's going to shorten that fourth quarter up a lot. It's going to shorten up the game, but it's just good tribute. I'm not too sure it's going to be lasting the rest of the All-Star years, but...
Have the all the dunk contest people been
I have not heard any of the dunk contest or 3-point contest.
Aaron Gordon's back in it. Dwight Howard's in it.
Zach LaVine's in it.
Oh,
gosh,
Zach
where
LaVine
have you been, Statman Brad?
Where's Ja Morant?
Ja Morant's not going to do it.
You know, Derek Jones.
Did Ja Morant already decline?
Yeah,
he's been declined.
Yeah, nope.
Because he was on the fence for a minute, right?
No, he said no. He's been saying no for a minute now. Yeah.
Especially since you start dunking in real games. I think when your in-game dunks are really that, like...
You don't want to...
Yeah, like, you can't... really oversell. You can't dunk better over nobody, you know what I mean? Then you, like, his in-game dunks are phenomenal. Like, his in-game dunks are tens.
Yeah.
Just because of the level of difficulty and, like, you know, going around people or over people. So it's like, I don't know, it's a hard precedent to beat.
I want to say, I'm pretty sure I saw something like somebody from Milwaukee. This white dude from Milwaukee is supposed to be in it. Conahue or something.
Oh, Pat Connaughton?
Yeah, I think
he's got bounce.
Does he have bounce?
He has bounce. I mean, okay. He's a role player, though, so you don't really get to see too many, you know,
opportunities. But he's supposed to be in it from all of
it. I wish Zion was going to be in it.
Yeah, but you know he's not. I want to bring up some more scoring rules to you guys, though. We're going to take it to another league, North Korea. So North Korea's basketball scoring rules, slam dunks are worth 3 points. Field goals in the final 3 minutes of the ball game are worth 8 points. Three-pointers are worth 4 if the ball does not touch the rim. So all cash money for 4 points, and then a point is deducted for missed free throws. I think this would be a very effective model in the NBA.
Wait, 8 points for a field goal?
In the final 3 minutes.
So, I mean, your three-pointer, is it still 8 points?
It's still 8 points.
Okay, so any field goal.
Any field goal is 8 points.
All right.
Dang. I kind of like the free throw minus.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Like a lot riding on these right now.
This is a two-point swing.
Like a tied game, you go to the line. Like,
you end up losing by six.
You could lose it for your team.
Yeah, for real. Go get fouled on three, lose by six. Yeah. The game tied, just miss all three. Damn.
So do you want the names of the dunk contest? Officially?
Do they have them?
Yes. Dwight Howard has officially announced that he's going to do it. Derek Jones Jr. from Miami has accepted the invitation. Aaron Gordon committed to participating in the event. Pat Connaughton of Milwaukee Bucks committed. Morant turned down the invite, and Zach LaVine is mulling it over right now.
All right.
All right.
So that's your dunk
I think contest. Zach LaVine shouldn't do it.
I agree.
He's shown up.
I don't think Dwight Howard should do it.
Dwight's got some old man bounce right now. He's kind of found his legs.
He's also like 7 feet tall. Who wants to see a giant
big
man?
I'm just saying, the guy was always super athletic for being his size. Like, he was always he did. He won two, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he dressed up like Shaq, one of the.
No, Superman. No,
Superman.
Yeah, Shaq.
Superman!
You know what? I'm going to put you on timeout just for a sec.
Thank you.
You're done. Okay.
Yeah.
That's silence. That's
right. The big good. Aristotle.
The big really didn't. He didn't realize you actually would do it to him, but you did. You did. Shut down.
You know what, Brad?
What?
I just want to say, I care about you.
Fuck yeah.
What else we got? Anything? You guys want to talk about XFL?
I do.
XFL.
I'm super excited about that one. I mean, it's going to be better than the AAF.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you guys not remember what that was? That was like the wannabe minor league NFL.
This past year that flunked.
Yeah, they just.
I don't follow bad sports.
Well, I mean, this one actually has some decent like rule changes that might make it a little bit more interesting.
All right, hit me with them.
All right, so the overtime rule is kind of like hockey. You have five chances to get into the end zone. After those five chances, kind of like hockey, each team gets
a
chance.
Shootout? Yeah.
It's like a shootout.
Yeah.
From the 10-yard line, after those five, if it's tied, you go into just like a sudden death. So instead of like each team gets a chance to actually score. So it's not just one team gets the ball to score a touchdown.
I mean, I feel like they'll change that rule in the NFL this year because I think that's a pretty dumb rule.
It is a really dumb rule.
Yeah. I've always liked the college football overtime rules.
You go, if you both get it, then you eventually make you go for two and make it
right. You can't kick the field goal. You got to do the 2-point conversion after the second overtime.
Better.
Everyone gets a chance to be on offense.
Yeah,
every player plays. Yeah, everyone gets on the field.
The fifth quarter. Yeah. Shout out to Texas. Shout out to all those states out there that participate in the fifth quarter.
Oh, I was like fifth quarter. That's right for the third or fourth string players.
Yeah, shout out to all those states, man. Those kids need those opportunities, building confidence.
Yeah. Anyways,
after your time to shine.
Can I go?
You're welcome to.
Thank you.
We would actually love that.
All right. Any touchdown?
You know, actually, Reading does a fifth quarter as well in their high school sports.
Who do they play and do that with? Just anybody they play?
Just Reading teams.
Oh, just Reading teams? Anyways. All right. So,
sorry, what's the fifth quarter again? What are we talking? What's this?
When a team scores
the fifth quarter, the fifth quarter is at the end of the game. The game's over.
Yeah.
No points matter. But all the kids that don't get to play, that are bench players, they play another quarter.
Gotcha.
That boy is a fifth quarter Saquon Barkley. Oh, my God. Why is he so much better than these kids?
All right. Go ahead, Brad.
So when a team scores a touchdown in the XFL, you don't kick a field goal anymore. You have three different opportunities to have a extra point. You can start from the 2-yard line, which is 1 point. From the 5-yard line, which is 2 points, and the 10-yard line, which is 3 points, There's no field goal. It's just going straight for the end zone.
So there are no kickers like there's whatsoever? No
ki- well, there's kickers for like the kickoff.
But then no field goals.
There's no field goals. So
wait, you can't even be like fourth and you know, on the fourth down on the 30-yard line and kick a field goal?
They don't encourage that, no.
Okay.
And if you punt it, and they don't encourage punting either. Because if you punt it out of bounds, the other team gets it at the 40-yard line. Or if it goes in and it is a touchback, it gets brought back to the 40-yard line. So they encourage you not to punt, regardless.
I mean, I'd have to see it. I mean, it just seems like a lot of flips on rules.
Yeah, and I like that they're actually trying to do something, so I'm excited to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think it's going to go well, but I'm excited to see something happen other than the normal football that you see on a normal Sunday.
Because, like, in football, the main thing we go for is, I mean, the level of the athletes. You know, like, those guys, even the no-name guys, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they're phenomenal.
Yeah. You know what I'm looking forward to? This Lego Masters show.
Oh, that looks great.
I am
I saw
so
that.
Excited
oh, I
for can't this. Wait. This can't is going to be wait. Awesome. Yeah, Wednesday who? Night.
Lego
9
Masters
on Fox.
Dude.
Wait, what?
Lego Masters.
They're building Legos.
So juiced about
dude.
This
it's
show.
Like, it's like
Will Arnett's hosting.
It's like this cooking show.